Hello, everyone, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters.
Day 60.
Oh, that's 74 for Kim. That's not good, is it? It's been a long time. And the lunacy continues. But how is everyone? Let me know. Let me know in the chat. Let me get to the chat. I can see the chat. Hello, Jonathan. How did it go? Did you win whatever you needed to win? We need to know these things. I've been working on that picture-in-picture thing today. There's a lot to it, you know.
Is there?
There is. Don't ignore me, Mike. It never ends well.
I'm not ignoring you.
So what's for dinner as well, Jonathan? Mike did a mash-up, didn't you?
A mash-up?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
I didn't say muck-up. No, it was chicken and it was rolls.
It was chicken and spring rolls and onion rings.
You've forgotten the onion rings then, haven't you? Oh, I'm trying to grab some water. Hey, it went really well and you won. Fantastic. Never had a doubt, Jonathan. Would have loved to have seen the video, mind.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do a video one next time. Hey, congratulations, Jonathan. That's fantastic. Wonderful. Was the prize worth winning? We need to know about that. But loads of good ideas from other teams as well. Got some quick wins as well, which we can deliver. Excellent. Can't say better than that. I've been fixing things in my system. That's how I feel in my system when that happens. Are you ready with your klaxon tonight? You nearly missed last week's.
Klaxon for Isaac.
Klaxon for Isaac's. Oh, my air arrived, my compressed air, but it doesn't make a noise like Jonathan's. Can you imagine if it did every time you used it? The prize was satisfaction. That is indeed the best, Jonathan. When I was doing my A-levels, we had to enter, or we were entered for, in two teams, an economics competition. It was actually at Manchester Met somewhere, I can't remember where, but it was part of Manchester Met way back in the day. And I had this ongoing feud with my economics teacher. So this thing was like a simulation of the economy. And we had different views on how to deal with, radically different views, by the way, on how to deal with unemployment. So it was a simulator. You wrote down your things. You all had a starting point and then you wrote down some changes to the economy. And then you went up and they put it into the computer model and they gave you some statistics back and then they brought it back to the table. And I was determined that there was a prize for this thing. I think it was a book voucher. Remember book tokens?
I remember, back in the day, for my birthday.
No, I didn't. It was just to give me cash, which was very handy.
Johnny's probably too young to remember.
Probably millennial. Oh, dinner's a sandwich.
Yeah, he blew his jacket potato.
Exploding jacket potato. You did prick it with a fork, didn't you, Jonathan? Otherwise they explode. See, even I know that. That was my mother's influence. So we were doing this simulator thing and I'd had such a set to with this guy and he'd never won and he wanted to win. And it was going to be a lot of work. And then if you won this thing, you got to go on the TV. There was like the finals were on the TV. I just wanted to beat the other team from our college. I did not want to win the thing. I did not want to go on TV, but I had to beat the other team. This was going to be very, very tricky. Luckily, my best friend in college was on the team with me, and he was distraught over this. He wanted this other guy to be on the team with me because he thought we were his best bet. And he said, "You're not having her. You know, she's useless, basically." And I said, "Just trust me on this. I'm having her." So there was me, Annette, Faye, and this lad whose name I can't remember, who never said a word all the way through it. But the funny thing was, Annette said, "You're not after winning this, are you?" And I said, "No, I'm after coming second." She said, "Overall." I said, "Yep." So she said, "Well, how are you going to do that?" And I said, "You are my prize weapon." And she went, "Am I?" I said, "Yeah, just undo that top button and the next one." And she went, "What?" But Annette was really up for that. She was shall we say. She liked a good time, did Annette? Let's leave it at that. So she said, what good's that going to do? I said, it's going to get us to the front of the queue when you go up there and sidle past them all. And she went, I'm with you. So we put some figures down and off she went. And she literally sweet-talked the queue and got to the front. They were all ogling her not inconsiderable assets, shall we say. So we got to the front, we got the stuff in, and away we went. And my tutor was up there hanging over the balcony watching. And all the way through it, we were second. And he's giving me the evils. He knew I was doing it deliberately. And then we came onto this bit and it's like, what do you do with this bit? And other people were like dropping off like stones at this point. And I thought, oh, ouch, I don't want to be number one. So I cut unemployment benefit to zero. And all of a sudden we had full employment, which I'd always said. And he'd always said the opposite. And we came runners up. We beat the other team and we came second. And he never spoke to me again. He knew I'd done it deliberately because I didn't want to be on the TV. And I wasn't particularly that bothered about a £5 book token either. What can I say? Oh, great fun we had. Great, great fun. And Annette really played her part. She felt so good after that. We use that trick a lot, Mike. Did he ever tell you?
Don't think you did.
Oh, when we were going to college, she was a smoker and I wouldn't like smoke in the car without the window wound down. So when we were in traffic and we needed to pull in and no one was letting us in, she'd do the button trick then as well. Yeah, it was great. Obviously, mine was buttoned up to the neck and beyond.
Really?
Oh, she was so cool, wasn't it? She was a cool kid. I wasn't a cool kid. Never felt that cool kid. But there you go. Anyway, we've got some great news today, haven't we, Mike?
Have we?
We do. You've forgotten already, haven't you? Dono, Steve,
oh, Dono, yeah.
He's going home today, which is wonderful news. He's been in 7 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
He was one of the first, wasn't
he? Was one of the first. It makes you wonder how on earth he caught it.
Yeah.
But he's going home today, so we can't say fairer than that. Also, did you see that piece on teenage dogs? Because I think Lola's reached that point.
No, you told me about that thing on Teenage Dogs.
It was so funny. It was basically saying that dogs go through a stage of being a teenager and rebelling and wanting to stay up all night and generally not being a good dog. I'll put the link in so you can have a look at it, Mike. It's not that she's been a bad dog, but, oh, she can yip now, can't she?
For England.
For England. She has enjoyed herself today, though. She has had a very good time today. So can't say fairer than that, as long as she's had a good time. That's excellent. All right, where's my links again?
Dogs go through teenage phase when they hit puberty.
Hello, Paul. Yeah, he came round about 2.5 weeks ago now. But it's been physiotherapy since then. Literally couldn't stand up, which is scary. Talking of technology... Well, we're talking about technology now. I don't know if... I'm sure Paul won't have seen this one. Jonathan probably has. Don't know about Mike. But they're bringing in technology, obviously, for virtual parliaments and stuff. They're trying to shove the kids back in school, but the MPs, they're at home with their feet up. Joining in both Zoom conferences for things like the cabinet briefings, but also a virtual parliament. So there's TVs all around the parliament building and they are it brings new meaning to the phrase dialing it in. They're dialing it in from home. But beyond that, parliament is still taking votes. So what they've done is they've introduced this voting system. Now this thing was a yes or no, I think. It was a yes or no answer. I wouldn't have thought you could go up far wrong. Apart from the Chancellor, who went wrong. He voted the wrong way. He voted against himself. Did you see it, Mike?
I haven't seen it, no.
He literally voted against the government. Talk about technologically challenged. I'll put the link in. And this is why, if you're ever wondering, Paul, why we don't do the voting machine thing that you do in the States... That's why we have the government voting against themselves. He had to ring the whip's office, who, as the name implies, are the office that keep the politicians in line, and explain himself. Did you press the wrong button?
I've got a good one.
I can't believe that. They walk amongst us. Your one, what have you got?
We had our team meeting today.
I miss that.
You did.
I do like to hear your team meeting.
Yeah.
I'll have to put a camera in there.
We had our team meeting, which we did via Teams. And we were talking, one of the things on the agenda was, what are we using as a team for delivering training?
Because within the team or to other people?
To other people.
Right.
Because we've been using Skype for Business for God knows how long, but obviously that's been sunsetted, although not till next summer.
Yes.
But it was decided that we should try and move away from that because it's promoting old technology where the business, your favourite person, entity,
air quote, the business.
Where the business wants to promote new technology like Teams. One of my colleagues doesn't like Teams as a training platform. And to some degree, I agree, because if you keep the same link from the previous training course instead of creating a brand new course, it's a bit like reusing a Zoom meeting, then you expose the chat from the previous session.
Oh, GDPR.
Because it's, I don't suppose that matters in an internal training course, but it's just something to think about.
Jonathan, he says, I got an invite from someone today for Skype for Business. I told them to come back when they had a better idea.
The thing is, if you go to the Skype for Business website, it redirects you to Teams anyway.
Well, it's in transition, isn't it, really?
It is, and I've forgotten what I was going to say now.
It was a team meeting.
I know it was a team meeting.
Age is a terrible thing.
It is.
Paul saying there are times I wonder how they actually survive in today's world. Exactly.
I know what it was. I know what
it
was.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah. So somebody said that if you use Zoom, because the great thing about Skype for Business is that you can click a button and get a list of all the attendees' names automatically generated in OneNote. And as people join the meeting, this list dynamically updates. And then you can just copy the list, paste it into Excel, sort it, and then you can go to our booking system and you can compare the list of attendees with the list of bookings and mark off the people that were no-shows. And that's quite a quick process. But you can't do that easily in Teams. And that's one of the things that's putting us off using it. It's going to increase our admin. So somebody then mentioned Zoom and the fact that you can get a list of attendees from a Zoom meeting, but if people log in using their employee ID, it only shows their employee ID. So they'd have to then be shown how to rename themselves.
Crying out loud.
So my boss says, yeah, but you've got to be careful that you don't spend the first 10 minutes of your Excel training course or whatever it is.
It'll be 5 minutes Excel training course.
Showing people how to use Zoom. And I thought that's exactly what we do at the Catenians.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. However, and I think you saw this, I put it on Facebook, and it's genius. It's genius. It was a teacher who had, she'd actually taken a photograph of her laptop screen, and it was a Zoom meeting, only actually it was a lesson for the kids. And one of the kids, bright little spark, didn't fancy doing the work. So he renamed himself in Zoom, as you would in anything else. And he renamed himself reconnecting dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I did see that.
That is just genius. That's a kid for you. He was an eighth grader. No, he wasn't. He wasn't in eighth grade. He was 8 years old, so he was in third grade.
I'm going to do that at the next Catenian meeting.
Oh, don't. You'll play with their minds.
Exactly.
It shows you, though, you're back to the fact of what it actually says in front of you is what you believe, even if your brain's telling you something else. Well, like, mum's on the phone and only it said dad and she's saying he's died. No, he hasn't. He's just rung me. Oh, no, that's you.
Well, last night at the Catini meeting was at, I don't think I told this story last night, did I? On air, about Peter Fleming. Jasper.
No,
I told you later.
Who was Jasper?
Peter Fleming.
Well, why is it called Jasper?
I've no idea. Somebody logged in to our Catini meeting as like Jasper 87 and nobody recognised the name.
There was no video.
There was no video Obviously, it picks the name up usually from the device name.
In the absence of an account, it picks it up from the device name.
And I don't think the guy's intelligent enough to go in and change his name. So the guy who's leading the meeting said, "Who's Jasper 87? Can you reveal yourself?" Or rename yourself.
Not in the biblical sense. Let us know,
let us know who you are. And, you know, nothing was said. And I said, kick him out. You know, it could be an intruder. We could be getting naughties on the screen next. So anyway, the next minute, the guy who's hosting it, I see his wife coming on screen with a mobile into her ear. And it turns out it's Jasper 87 is a real person, and he's on the phone, and he doesn't know how, he can hear us, but he doesn't know how to get video and audio to speak.
So renaming himself was a no-no.
But at least we verified it was a genuine person.
Via a phone call. Simon's gone off Skype since Microsoft got involved. I must admit, I was never a great user of Skype to start with. But it just seems to get more complicated with each release, to the point that you're like, how do I make a call? You know, the calling part of it used to be front and central, and now it's all a bit, what am I supposed to do with this? So I'm no great fan of it either.
Well, we have another Jonathan in tonight.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Simon T has renamed himself.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. CQ Deb, how are you doing?
Are you sure it's Deb?
I'd guess it is.
Ah. Could be anybody.
Look at this lot. The kids who do this are the next Bill Gates. That's true, actually. That is true. You're true about the, it's quite true about security. We could be talking to any of you. Oh, Boris is in. Boris, you're a buffoon.
That's me. I've just changed my name. I'll change it back now.
Oh, can you imagine if Kim comes in and she's trying to follow backwards? hello, everybody, anyway. Whoever you're called. Ah, now you see, Mrs. Simon's in. Sanity. There you go.
Mrs. Simon T. But do we know it's Mrs. Simon T?
Well, it's not the dog. How is Dusty? Lola's been better today, hasn't she?
She has.
Yes, we've got this rule about how many times she can go out into the garden. She must keep it in you know, less than three figures a day. She just wants to be in the garden, doesn't she? Like the advert. Will it be in the garden?
Will it be the garden?
Oh, bless her. That's what we're saying about teenage dogs. New name, CQCQ.
You've started something now.
I saw Lola supervise the bin collection. She absolutely did. She was not a happy doggy. That was yesterday morning. The bins were out all day on Tuesday. And you know what our bin collection's like.
That's scientific. Nothing to what I found this morning.
That's a whole different story.
You'll have to join after hours to hear that one.
But the bins were out all day. So literally on the road, you have to put them on the pavement, which we think is not the best place to leave them for people with prams, wheelchairs,
blind people.
I mean, it's shocking enough to start with. So they were all over the place. So it comes to 5 o'clock and they hadn't emptied them. So that photo I'd taken a little bit earlier, and right behind her head, next to the blue bin, is usually the black bin. So I was having a laugh with Mike, saying, "Look, she was in a right old state with herself barking on." And I said, "She's complaining that somebody's stolen the bin, and the bin was still outside because it hadn't been emptied." At which point, Mike needs to go round and then do a quick shufty at everybody else's bins to see if they've been emptied or not. If it's just ours, anyway, no, it wasn't. So then he had to complain to the council. So they sent them back the following morning, and Lola decided she would supervise personally. So like I said, the bins are now empty and she's thinking of standing for local council. Nina actually replied and said she'd get my vote. So the bins are now empty. The bins are now back in everybody's houses till next week. Which one is it next week?
Grey. Real rubbish.
Grey and green.
Grey and green.
Grey and green. See, our bin's very complicated. But she did. She did a very good job supervising the bins. She also puts the wind up the milkman, but that's a different story. Literally.
That's tomorrow's story.
It certainly is. Who heard that story yesterday about Apple News? You probably haven't, have you?
No.
Shall I share it with you?
You share it.
Apple are said to be pivoting. You know something's going wrong if somebody needs to pivot. They are pivoting to audio for Apple News instead of written. So there was two links to that. There you go. Who actually uses Apple News? Do you use it? If so, is it the free one or do you pay for it? Because I actually think it's really shocking. I have never said I want notifications from it, and yet I get them.
I get notifications.
I've never said I want them, so I'm going to have to go through and actually actively turn them off. The reason I haven't done so far is they're so un-Apple-like, I sometimes wonder if it is actually Apple that is behind this. And I've taken a couple of screenshots of headlines that I get. They are absolutely appalling. They're so clickbaity. So instead of it being, I mean, yes, you do get things that say, you know, the Prime Minister's been admitted to hospital with COVID. You do get that one. But more often than not, I get at least one or two notifications a day. And they are just stupid clickbait style stuff. They are not what I would call anything that I need to know at any point whatsoever. So I consider them just clickbait. I'm trying to find one now. Can you? If I do, no, that brings that up. How do I get back to old notifications? No, I'm not seeing. Or is it on the other screen? Let me try it on the lock screen. Ah, there they are. Right, let's have a look and see if I can find one. I probably won't be able to find one now. Oh, here we go. All right. So it says, these are all Apple News headlines that it thinks I'm going to be interested in, or it thinks are significant enough to be sending them to me. 7:30, Monday morning. News editor's picks. I've got to go back and find it again now, crying out loud. How to fix lockdown brain fog. Plus more essential survival tips from the Times. Really? Another one, that was in the evening, 7:30 in the evening. Editor's picks, celebrities in lockdown, how the stars are making the most of their free time. Plus more exclusive pictures from Hello magazine. Is this a bit clicky, you know, clickbait for you, Mike?
Mm.
Another one, Friday at 7:55 in the evening. The bizarre celebrity interview that's got everyone talking and more of the year's best long reads in News Plus. I could not be less interested in stuff like that. Why are you telling me about them? The brain fog ones, the Times. I just think, like, one, I didn't answer them. Yeah, I didn't ask for those notifications. But two, when I look at it, and I'm not interested in them. On the odd occasion, there's something, and I either inadvertently go into the news app, but when I go into it, it just feels a bit like an Arab bazaar with random stories, and the sources aren't exactly. I mean, Hello magazine, that shouldn't be in the news. That should be in fantasy. That's not news. There's nothing in Hello magazine that's news, be honest. What's it even doing there? Well, neither do I, but, you know, it comes up and they say it's a news story, and then you think, well, once you've read it, you think, that's not news. So it wouldn't make a jot of difference to me whether it's click it and read it or click it and listen to it. It's still garbage. It's not news. Apple pitched Apple News as the antidote to fake news. It's just fake in a different way. Hello magazine, not news. No, not news. I mean, the newspapers are barely news. So Paul uses it for the free version. Obviously, it's the free version I've got. You've got your notifications down to just a few. I'm going to nuke mine. I really don't want any of them like that. They all seem to get the same push feed anyway. They probably do. But, you know, once you start pushing things that are magazine related, that's not news because magazines, by definition, are something different. So Paul gets the New York Times, Washington Post, turn off the rest. I think we get the British ones, but they seem to be the paper. Mind you, do we have a paper that you would actually dare to quote from? I was going to say,
not.
They tend to be papers that you wouldn't rely on anyway. The Mirror, the Mail and the Express are just shocking. The Mirror never agree with anything that the government do. The Sun change their mind on a daily basis. So I wouldn't trust any of them. I like the way the article starts. Hands up if you started lockdown with grand intentions to learn a new language, plant out your entire garden, or edit the sock drawer. Maybe for some people they are like that. I would say for Mike and I, it's literally only just calming down this week. Other than that, it's been less sleep than I would have chosen to have got, and more work than I would have chosen to do. This week's the first week that we could actually breathe. Brain fog. Who's got time for brain fog? I mean, it would take me longer than 7 weeks to learn a language. But I could have done something in 7 weeks if I couldn't have done my job. But obviously I can do my job like very many of you can. So I'm not quite sure about this brain fog and being bored. That one's worse for me, being bored. You couldn't care less what celebrities are doing during lockdown. Exactly. I mean, we pretty much know, don't we? That footballer's been spreading the love, as it were.
Kyle Walker.
Everywhere. His mum, his dad, his sister, his cousin, his best buddy, and some ladies of the night. So we know what he's been doing, and I'd rather not. I've noticed that there was like a lull. To me, the first 3 weeks were blissful because all the celebrities just disappeared. Towards the end of the second 6 weeks, they started popping up again with ideas to get exposure. And then off they go again. And I thought, you know, it'd been blissful without them. Just turn everything off. No. Would it make a difference to you? Would you consume more if it was audio-based? Some of the providers aren't pleased. I guess some of the VO artists are, mind you. But then that's news impinging on podcasts, so go away. Go away, podcasts or audio, go away. So the only paper Jonathan would trust is The Telegraph. That's probably the best of a very, 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 very bad bunch. The Times is Murdoch, isn't it? So that's basically just The Sun with spelling corrections. If it were audio, might as well just listen to the radio. Exactly. I don't care what celebrities do any time. You're quite right. I'm with you. I'm going to have a look at that link now. The Information is Beautiful one. I've read that book. Oh, my. There's some charts in here for you, Mike.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Cases per million people. And we are quite high there, but we're still below quite a few others, including Belgium, which makes you wonder about Sweden. I mean, we've been in lockdown. Mind you, the deaths are higher. Oh, that is really good information displayed in a good way. We were talking about slides, weren't we, a while ago? And Jonathan said Mike should do a demo of how to basically lie with numbers. Well, did you see what they've done with our slides, Jonathan? Not only have they changed the actual slides, so the slides we've been seeing for 2 months, if they're now not favourable, they've pulled those slides. There was a single slide that they had, and it was the bar chart type that Mike showed you very early on. And there were two, what they would call, was it columns?
Yeah.
No, was it columns?
Yeah, it was columns.
I'm not sure that was the word. Pillars. Two pillars in a single column. So it was basically the data from a certain day. And then the bar, which was a vertical bar, was split into two colours. It was blue and it was orange. And blue meant one thing. Orange obviously meant something else. Anyway, the figures not looking good. So obviously they needed to change the figures to try and get the economy back on its feet, massive air quotes. So they split this two pillars into two completely separate bar charts. But you're thinking, that's still okay. I can still compare the blue with the orange. Yeah, you would do. But what they've done is, one's she stood up, but leave her. And she had a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, take her out. So to do a comparison, obviously the scale of these things would have to be the same. And when you look at it, they're not. So the bottom one is showing you like a 60-day period and the top one like a 40. And when you try and eyeball it and think, well, you know, if that's gone up, then has the other one gone up or down? It's impossible to tell now. Now, that's just cheating. Most people would look at that. I doubt most people would have a clue anyway. And that's not being cruel. Probably about 18 months ago now, the local news went out to the Trafford Centre, which is our biggest local shopping centre, when the sales were on. And they were asking people who'd bought loads of stuff, was it a good deal or not? So they stopped one person, it was like a pair of jeans. And I think it was about £80, these jeans. Now, that was the original price, I think. So they said to them, well, how much did you save? And they said, oh, there was 20% off. So they said, well, how much is that? And they hadn't got a clue. They had not got a clue what 20% of 80 was. So they didn't really know if they got a good deal or not. If someone can't work that out, there's no way they're looking at these government charts and following what's going on. No way. Now, these charts are really good, but there's no way the government would use them. They're just cheating at the moment and they're getting right on my nerves. Right on my nerves. So Paul's not interested in audio news, I must say, I admit, I'm not either. They made them pretty with icons. Mike, what's the chart called, which is entitled Where the Coronavirus is Rising and Falling? Let me have a look. That looks like half a radar chart. Let's have a look. I'd say half a radar chart. Jonathan wants to know what that chart's called there. That one. It's half a radar chart, isn't it?
Spiky half circle. I guess it's a radar chart.
How very eloquent, Mike. Yeah. I always come back with chocolate.
Well, you can't do it in Excel, so.
That one? Why not?
I suppose you could, yes. Yes, it's a radar chart, isn't it?
It's a radar chart.
Yeah.
But there's just none at the bottom, so I'm wondering how they've actually done that. I don't know if you could do that in Excel. I would guess you could. You might have to put some dummy data in to fill the bottom. That is very interesting, that one, though. I agree with you. The one I like, which I think showcases it very well, is the one, the biological sex is also a risk factor. Because although it's a pie chart, it's actually showing two things. It's showing the genders and a percentage. And because one half is actually physically bigger than the other, that actually does work. I don't think you could do that with Excel.
Mm.
No, you're getting into Illustrator. Illustrator does the most amazing charts. If you wanted to do that with Affinity Designer, you would have to do it more manually.
What's she doing now?
She's mooching. She's mooching. She's mooched that way. So I've got to change cameras if I want to try following her. Do you know, she needs to have a little thing on that activates the right camera. She mooched back up that way or she mooched the other way? Trying to keep track of Lola, honestly. She's doing it just out of camera. At the bottom of the stairs. Just out of shot. I can literally see her tail. Little minx. Jonathan's saving his Toblerone so he can join us. You've got to save some for tomorrow because he wants to eat it with you in after hours.
Can't guarantee that, Johnny.
Can you hear him shuffling? Is that the last one you've got?
Mm.
Oh, in that case, you'll have to have one of mine.
Can't have one of yours or yours.
I'll share so you can. Well, it's very clever how these people come up with innovative ways to show the data. It is. Have you read the book? There is a book, Information is Beautiful. Now, is that the really, really, really big one? I've got one, and I got it for...
one up there.
Yeah, I got one for Christmas one year. And it's literally about 2 foot...
Robot Information Graphics.
No, I think it's a smaller one than that then. But I've got two. One's the one that have done that, and the other one is about 2 foot tall by about 1.5 feet wide. And I remember taking a photograph of it. It wasn't available on Kindle. But on the top of it, I put my Kindle on the top of it, and the Kindle feels like 2 inches in the corner. But it is a wonderful, wonderful book. There's loads of really innovative ways to show the data in there. Really good. Good for demos. Good for demos. I see we did manage to flatten the curve. But that makes me feel now they're not really bothered whether people are still dying or not. It's just let's get the economy back. Now, Paul probably won't have heard of this one either, nor anybody outside the country, but this isn't a joke. This is literally what's happening. So we have some friends and they have a daughter that lives with them and another one who's married with 2 children and lives a long way off, probably a couple 100 miles away. And in light of what they've said and the fact that this... they live on a army base of some description. So they're not going to be allowed visitors at all. And they would seriously think about letting the staff out of this base to go and visit parents as well. But what you need to be aware of is you are still not allowed to go and visit your family. You can meet up to one person in a park 2 metres apart, but you cannot go to each other's houses. So... this came out yesterday. This was not pre-announced. It only came out yesterday. That you can have people to your house if you are selling your house. They can come and visit so they can, you know, go around the house and do a viewing. So my friend who was incensed that she'd not seen her daughter, her son-in-law or her 2 grandchildren for 8 weeks... And I think it was a couple of weeks before that, wasn't it? Because they only saw them when they left Alveston. So you're heading up for 3 months. She was incensed that basically someone could come. If they put their house on the market, someone could come visit and go around it. And if her daughter put her house on the market, they could go around and visit. So she said, right, I'll put my house on the market and you can come and view it. And that's what people are doing. Couldn't make it up. That's the government's rules. Not a joke. Not a joke. If your house is up for sale, you can have as many visitors as you like. You're supposed to be in the garden and cleaning all the surfaces, but that's not the point. Hello, Anthony.
Go and have a look at that link Paul sent.
Is this a YouTube one? No, yeah, non-COVID.
It's called The Tech Rabbi.
Oh.
And he's showing how to create a MacBook Memoji. Not with makeup.
Yeah, it got Memojis on it. Let's have a look. The Tech Rabbi, that is a cool name.
Can't imagine the priest doing that.
You must be kidding. You must be kidding. He's got great lighting on there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And a Kallax behind him. Oh, I'm loving the fact he's got a Yamlka on that. That is so cool. That's one great beard as well, but where's his peyote? Can you see it?
Mm.
Oh.
No.
He must be hidden. Must be hidden behind the beard. That is so cool. I will watch all of that later.
My beard's nearly as long as that.
You have also taken to brushing your hair back like that.
Yeah. Yeah, my beard's going soon when I have a few minutes.
If I was in the UK, I could sell my house. Yeah, that's absolutely fine over here, Paul. People just think it's insane. Really insane. Unfortunately, what's happened is stupid rules like that have come in and people are thinking you don't care about lives, you care about the economy. So what they're doing this weekend is they're having these meetups, huge meetups. Mike said that a friend of his had put up a poster for one of these meetups and put underneath, you know, what kind of idiots. He's gone back to have a look at it now so we could show it to you. And the picture's gone. And I said, well, I'm not surprised because Facebook would pull it. They don't want the actual... We're trying to avoid it. We need to know where this thing is in Trafford so we can avoid it. But other people, if you were to put this up, they'd go and have a meetup. So they're trying to... That's the one, Simon. I've seen that one. Somebody put that one up, but they didn't put the actual venue on it, which clearly this other one did have. But we still don't know where it is locally, so how do we avoid it? I mean, it's got to be a park of some description. It depends on how big a park they're looking to have. So I really don't know where it is around here. The Manchester one's not far from you, Jonathan. So I'd just stay where you are if I were you. We can have people on the green tonight having picnics. Can't wait to blast them with the klaxon. Oh, really go for it tonight, Jonathan. Really, really go for it. I just have a feeling, given what's happened this week, although this Clap for Carers is going on, I have a nasty suspicion there'll be fewer than usual. I could be wrong. I still think it's important that the NHS realise that we're not all imbeciles planning on a picnic at the weekend. I'm like, let's nail the windows closed. That's just me. I'm going to need some vitamin D at this rate, aren't I, Mike? You know, lack of sunlight. Mind you, I pretty much work like a vampire to start with. I like it peaceful. Today wasn't as noisy as some of the other days, actually, was it? But we did have a delivery today from Royal Mail. We also had a delivery from the Amazon man. I noticed they didn't bother putting that in a box. No. Is it in one piece? That looks ripped. There.
I think it is.
Oh, jolly good. It's paper. It's printer paper. We inexcusably ran out of printer paper. Well, it better be usable or it's going back. The printer paper was a fiasco. It's a real Shopping with Elaine. I will save the punchline to share the gory details. The park events are organised by Jada Franson of Britain First, so they're far right. It read like far right stuff, but I'd also heard it was the anti-vax brigade. Are they the one and the same? I mean, I'm not in favour of compulsory vaccinations, but, you know, you don't want to catch childhood diseases. We had a flyover of the National Guard. Oh, wow. That sounds a little bit like what we did for VE Day, but we've not done it for health workers. But I think it's a cool idea. Absolutely. We don't really have a National Guard here, though, do we? Or the equivalent, they? They always seem to be far anti-right vaccine and no 5G type people. I'm afraid so. We're never going to get 5G in this country, no matter what Apple release at this rate. Can you imagine? You're on a 5G call and the next minute it just drops because somebody's nuked. The transmitter would not put it past them. Simply invoking the anti-vax thing to get them on board. Anybody who would go to something like that really does want locking up. Absolutely locking up. There is no excuse for it. It's just gross stupidity. I mean, they've seen the figures. Good morning, Paul. They've seen the figures. We know how many have died. Why would you risk that? And if not for you, if you think you have some kind of God-given immunity, fine. But what about your parents and your elderly relatives? Like Jonathan says, he's doing it for his grandparents. I mean, Mike and I haven't got any grandparents left. But, yeah, they're still your mother, isn't there? And all the people we know at church. Mm. I mean, one lady at church had her 90th birthday last week. Her sister's about 93. We've had 200 or 300 birthdays. You know, it's too dangerous for them, so stay home. It's not difficult. Who said earlier, read a book? You know my line, don't you? Read a book. Who said read? No, not read a book. Oh, no, not read a book. That was that one. There's so much you can do. I cannot understand the I'm bored or I think they're just meddling or following the people in the States. But the difference is in the States, it seems to be involved with, I mean, I could have got the wrong end of this, but there's a lady that I follow on Facebook and she's doing my head in, I've got to admit. She's kind of turned conspiracy theorist. Every single other word is about how fabulous Trump is and how awful everybody else is. But it's kind of, does it drain you when you look at it, Mike?
It does.
I've got to the stage now where I'm thinking I'm going to have to, I mean, you can't really avoid certain stuff. I remember I was marvelling at how different my Facebook feed was from my Twitter feed until I realised I'd during the election, which must have been 2016. Is it the 2016 election. I must have muted Trump and a load of other words, and that explains why I don't get much. But Facebook is bombarding me. Facebook is just too much. Were you going to see my grandparents at two cars lengths through the windows and you don't want them to catch it and pass it on? There was a statistic today, Jonathan, it frightened me. It said from blind testing that they'd done. So what they're doing is they're just randomly testing people. These aren't people who are in high-risk jobs or anything. It's just random. I'm not sure what the pool of people is, but I believe it's over 10,000. And from that, they reckon that one in 400 people have got it if they've got no symptoms or not. One in 400 is quite a lot if you think about how many people you would meet on an average weekend.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it'd soon go from one in 400 to one in 200 if people were meandering around and going to silly meetups. I can't understand it. They must be absolute idiots. Which I think we've gleaned, haven't we, from these 2 months, that we are surrounded by idiots. I've dropped the lid off that bottle, Mike. I'll dig it out at some point. It's a bottle of water. Now, why would Jonathan be resting up? Is this ready for tomorrow? Are you going to get a rest tomorrow, Jonathan? Will we get a rest or not? I won't. But then I don't seem to need it, do I? I'm like the Energizer Bunny at night. Mornings, not so good. Not so good. Apple are also returning to work. Who saw that one? Apparently, some people have carried on working, which I would have expected, to be honest, the infrastructure people who are looking after data centres. But apparently, they are working on the rest of them returning. Now, Mike then saw a story, which I saw, and I haven't got the link, so let me go and get the link, that the Twitter boss has said people can work at home forever for him, which I think is rather cool. No, that's the government one. Let's see if I can find it. Twitter boss. Nope, there's a big thing on there. Was that yesterday? Was it that one? I'm on Forbes now.
Twitter working from home forever.
Yep. Twitter CEO says employees can work from home forever, which I think is a good idea myself. Certainly for some people who may have underlying health conditions, no pressure on them to go back, which I think is a good idea. What Apple intend to do, who knows? Twitter employees, there we are. Forever. Right, got that one. What do you think of that? If you could work from home forever, Jonathan, would you? Or would you want to go in the office one day a week? What would you do, Mike?
Work from home.
He's got used to it. So Anthony's saying Facebook and Google have extended working from home until 2021. That's foresight. You might as well. There's no point. At least they've got some certainty. They can start planning their lives around that, which I think is a good idea. You are starting some kind of phased return, aren't you? Are you ignoring me, Mike?
No. I don't know. Not at the moment.
No, but they are talking about it. Yes. So that'll happen soon. So what about everybody else? So Jonathan can work from home whenever he likes, as it is. Ah, but there's FOMO then, isn't there, Jonathan? There's FOMO. You're at home and other people are at work. You're going to feel left out. It's as simple as that. I wouldn't feel left out, but that's just me. For anybody who joined us late, we had some good news to share at the top of the show, which was we've talked about our friend Steve before, who caught COVID very early, had an underlying condition and got told to make the call where he had to phone home and say he was about to be put in a coma and he was unlikely to come out of it. And a few weeks ago, we told you he had come out of it. Well, today he went home. So he's still a long way to go. But he's actually doing the rest at home. He's gone home today. So if you missed that earlier, thought I'd let you know. So come on, Jonathan, I reckon you choose to work from work at least 2 days a week for the water cooler moments. What about Paul in Ohio? Because I know you're working from home, aren't you, and trying to sell the house. That's not an issue in the UK. You can do all of that, but woe betide you if you try to go to B&Q for a tin of paint. That would then be a calamity.
That's a face mask that you like.
Put it on Droplet and share the link, Mike. Right, so Anthony said he could be working from home until there's either a vaccine or an effective treatment. That would be my preference, to be honest. They're supposed to have had a breakthrough today, though, aren't they? The breakthrough today is supposed to be they can now say whether you've had it or not, but that still isn't telling them whether what degree of immunity you have, whether you could catch it twice. They are saying, I saw a tiny story on the front cover of one of today's papers, which I did not like the look of, which was saying that it's going to be compulsory to get a flu shot this year. I am not doing that. I am not having a flu shot. Don't believe in it. Not that I'm an anti-vaxxer necessarily, but I just, with flu, they've got to target it at the right strain of flu. So you're taking something in that may be completely irrelevant if it's a different flu. I mean, if everybody had had a flu vaccine at Christmas, that'd have done us a lot of good now, because it doesn't protect you from COVID. So, and then there's a chance that you've already had one flu injection, then you can't have another one for the actual strain of flu that appears, rather than the one they anticipated appearing. And on top of that, not all these vaccines are equal. So Rachel got told to have a flu jab, and she could have either had it at work or had it at a chemist, but then it turned out the one at the chemist was nowhere near as good. And I'm thinking, does an average person know that? Are they aware of that? That depending on where you get it, so one shop is better than another. I mean, we know that with things, you know, Waitrose has a better name than Aldi, but seriously, flu jabs? Apparently so.
We had a good one today. I'm just trying to find it.
Well, when you do, let us know.
I will do it.
I see Paul gets a flu shot every year. I think in America, though, there's a lot more preventative medicine than there is over here. We tend to deal with the crisis when it happens. There's no concept, really, unless you have private medical insurance, of an annual checkup or anything. So people can go years without seeing a doctor, like me, like my mother. I might get a flu shot if it could be proved it was for the right thing, but we're not as organised over here as you are. Basically, I could be being given a shot from the vet and they wouldn't know the difference. And that's not even a joke. We've always said that pets get better treated. If you go to a doctor now, your chances of getting antibiotics are fairly slim, even if you need them, because they have been over-prescribing them for years, and now they've been reined in by the government. I have two workarounds for that. One, you can buy them online. It is not illegal. See, it's encouraged, but it's not illegal. The other thing to think about, and I do on a frequent basis, this is cheating. If it's something in your head, so if it's a runny nose or a throat problem or an ear problem, it basically, if it's above the neck and you think you need antibiotics, go to see your dentist. Your dentist will give you antibiotics, but your doctor won't. So I remember going into Craig and saying, actually, my ear's quite sore. I said, I don't know if it's to do with these implants here. And obviously, the implant's quite close to my ear. So we had a look and he said, well, just in case, I'll give you some antibiotics. I thought, thank you. It shouldn't have to be like that. Paul doesn't skip any doctor's appointments. Neither do I. I just never have any. No, never have any. I'm working for a health fund. They provided it for free. Yeah, I think Rachel can get it for free, but I think it depends on your situation, and I haven't got any issues. So like Paul saying, he gets it after a stroke. I have, touch wood, luckily, not had any issues. So I just think, look after yourself, eat properly, exercise, you're fine. If we get it from church, don't we?
Yeah, I found it.
Ah, he's found it. What was this one?
I've not had a chance to tell you about it.
He's been keeping it to himself.
No, it's something that was on Teams. But I've been, you've been in here and I've been in there.
Like ships that pass in the night.
Yes.
Separate offices at the moment.
Somebody in our team posted on Teams and says they want somebody to deliver some training, and they've called it laptop transition training. Basically, show somebody around a laptop.
Crying out loud.
And they've named three people because we are in the time zone for where the customer is based, which is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Carol and Nicholas.
Okay, so far.
Yeah. The tentative project plan has training slotted in at the end of June, early July. If travel restrictions have been lifted, the training will be delivered to classroom. However, if things continue, this will be virtual. So Carol came back and said, not sure I will be comfortable travelling to Germany until there are no active cases, even if the AstraZeneca travel restrictions are eased. I said, I too would not be comfortable travelling anywhere, regardless of what Boris said.
That's pretty much what everybody's saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be lifted before the end of June.
This is not good.
What?
I've got to Skype myself so they can follow along downstairs, and it's telling me I'm in what's it mode, and I'm not. So that's not working. Good job I checked early, isn't it? Right, I'll have to take this one instead.
There's 3 minutes to wait, I forgot. Too busy yet.
Can't get the staff.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim. Hello. A dental CE about dental practice and COVID. You've missed our dental chat. We had a bit of a dental chat. Right, you're going to get the doors open then. Right, I'm going to try and dial into myself, but one of my phones is telling me it's on airplane mode and it's not. So something's gone wrong there. Right, so I'll try this other one and then I'll dial in and then I'll do the old talking as I go down the stairs manoeuvre. So let's dial myself. No, I can't. It's got to be on this one. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on, what's the matter here? I wish you could hear the cacophony here. Right, let's see if I can do this thing anyway. Oh, it's accepting it. Right, let's get that up. Hopefully
you can hear me.
Possibly
27 times.
Right,
I'm going to head downstairs and you should carry on hearing me. Excellent. Yes, he's just dropped the tambourines, probably mugged by the dog. So let's head down and see what's going on, how many are out, and what they're doing. This dog bed at the top of the stairs is going to kill me one day. Oh, I can investigate my paper on the way down, though. Oh, and my other toy that arrived. We are leaving the post 72 hours as instructed. And it's all wrapped up in towels. Good job we've got enough towels. Let me have a look at that. Oh, genius. Not. I'll have to have a picture of that. Right. You got the keys, Mike?
Yeah.
Right, Mike. Right, we're out.
Sorry?
It's not started.
Not started yet. Where's my tambourine?
Here.
Where's my tambourine? Yay. 30 seconds yet. We have 30 seconds to go. We have three houses out. We'll make enough racket. That should get everybody else out. I think somebody else is coming out right now. And I think we're off. Hey. Hello, Lola. Can you say hello? Good girl.
Can we leave?
Good girl.
Good girl.
I can hear a dog barking and it's not you.
Come on, Lola.
What you doing? Hey, Lola. Who's that dog? Is that dog barking? Come on, Lola. In.
In.
Good girl. Good girl. You want to take that in?
Lola.
In you go.
Lola, in.
Good girl.
Right.
Oh, dear me.
Give yourself some peace.
I need to get a picture of that, Mike. All the papers hanging out the side. Night.
I'll shut
them. Right, I'll leave you with that tambourine. No, I'm not. I can't because I'm on Skype. Got to get upstairs. So I'll charge you with that later. We're back in, as you can probably hear. Now, just got to get over the dog bed. Literally adds about 6 inches to the stairs. And I'm upstairs. Yay! Right. And into the office. And back to stereo. Right. Get rid of this now. And I'm back. Or I should be back. Excellent. Right.
You know that thing you see on Facebook?
Which one?
The one about, yeah, we're grateful for your clapping, but we'd rather you kept your distance.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Neighbour came across and said I wanted to say hello to the dog. We dragged her back in. It's not fair on the dog. Because then you've got to clean the dog.
What's this over here? Mind you, I suppose that's 2 metres.
That's 2 metres, Mike. Stop getting excited. So, what happened in the chat while we were gone? Ooh. Jonathan, Anthony, I haven't seen that one, but I need it. Ignore Boris, stay home, save lives. Absolutely. Right, next Wednesday. Right, we're back. So how's Jonathan's klaxon gone down? I think he should run
Jonathan's
round.
Jonathan's not back.
I think he should run round that grass bit. Oh my, it's supposed to be 2 minutes, isn't it? But I swear, that's that woman again, isn't it? The one from that house where she sees another human being and she dives out.
Yeah.
She freaks me out.
Get your yards. Get your yards.
Oh, they're getting close now.
Oi, yards. It's like being at a football match, isn't it?
Crying out loud. Right.
For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, in football or soccer, when there's a free kick, the opposition players have to stand, is it 10 yards?
10 yards.
10 yards away from the ball. And in the last couple of years, The referees now have this. It's like
spray silly foam.
Yeah, it's like shaving foam.
Yeah,
but it disintegrates after a few seconds, and it's to tell the players where to stand. If they're stupid enough not to know 10 yards, do you think they can
work out
2 yards?
No.
Well, it's 2 foot. No, it's 2 meters. They are not 2. They are not 2 meters now.
Jonathan's killed his klaxon. Oh no! I notice you say first klaxon. Is there a second klaxon, Jonathan? I need a klaxon to keep Jonathan awake.
Look at them. They are not 2.
Will you calm down? You're not over there. We're inside. The dog got unceremoniously dragged inside when the neighbour made a dart for her. This is so stressful. We're supposed to be clapping for carers and all you're doing is like radar looking. Wait, it's too close, it's too close. Get her inside. God, people are ridiculous. There's if he pets on that, her, if he's like that with Lola, then what's he like in the park with other dogs?
Exactly.
So if
why
he
I don't
pets,
take her to the park.
If he pets her, then she's got to have a full wash.
Yeah.
Which she
doesn't
wouldn't
want. A full
no,
wash.
No, she doesn't want that at all. So she went straight in.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. Ah, Jonathan had a backup. Excellent. So there that was, lasted, what, about 4 or 5 weeks?
There was something on the BBC site the other day about being a snitch. Are you a snitch when you see people who aren't you 2 feet, 2 metres away?
Well, I'll tell them what happened today, and this is the kind of stupidity where people do think they are completely immune, and they are complete holes. Holes. Two guys, flash sports type cars. Obviously, they knew each other. One was coming up our road, the other was turning into our road. So they were kind of, they would have been like front end of the cars to front end of the car. So one pulled up on one side of the road, one pulled up on the other. And the guy was shouting so loud, I could hear every word he was saying through my triple double glazing. So I thought, what is going on out there? And I thought he must be sat in the car and screaming across the road to the other guy. So I gets up to have a look. No. He'd actually got out of his car, he'd gone across and was having a rare old conversation with him, and he'd put his head through the guy's window. That's how close they were. And he was still screaming. And all I'm thinking is, lock upable. Totally lock upable. Do you know what I should do with that, Mike? I should wind back my camera and get a video of it.
I'll just see what Kim said.
Right.
When Kim, we walk in the afternoon, it's not in a straight line. I'm exactly the same, Kim, with people.
Dogs don't walk in straight lines, do they?
I cross the road. I walk in the middle of the road. I'm all over the place. In fact, Elaine said to me today, maybe Lola's suffering from isolation and going on the same walk route twice a day, every day. So tonight, I changed our route. I didn't go the reverse. I went a different way, but I think because we went a different way and it was new to her, she had to stop and sniff at everything.
Exactly, I told
you. It's like new territory to her.
Well, that was like when you took that parcel up to Rachel's.
Yeah.
It was new.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other night, near Rachel's, backs onto all fields, as you've seen, and it actually backs onto the Manchester United training ground. And it was about 4:30 in the morning. I went into the toilet, which is a separate room from the bathroom, and the window was open. But we are probably from Rachel. As the crow flies, it's not that far, but if you were on a road,
it's 15 minutes walk.
So probably almost a mile, I would say. Further on than Rachel's, so it's at the back in this fieldy bit, there's a kennels and they have Siberian Huskies. And I could hear them howling. But the weird thing is, Rachel says she can't hear them howling and she lives next door to the place. So I think it carries on like a Chinook wind.
Yeah.
And that you can just hear it.
Yeah.
I loved it, but I'm thinking that a lot of people would not like that.
I hear it regularly.
I'm sure Lola would like to go investigate.
She did.
She went halfway up the path, but you can actually go into the place when they're open. But obviously at the moment, they're not open. But we'll have to take her there. Poor Jonathan's klaxon. I'm just going to get photos of it expiring and you're going to give it a good burial. You now need a second one. The second one needs a backup. Lola needed to know who all had been around and where you were exactly. But it's like they're in charge of the area. May used to be the same, didn't he?
Yes.
But
check the estate before bed.
Oh, he would check the estate before bed. We would go all around the fences and the gardens and stuff. Oh, excellent, Jonathan. I shall put a like on that. All right, let me get that link. Did you frighten anybody with it? I think you should definitely buy about half a dozen of them. And if people then get too close, just klaxon. Do you remember that virtual vuvuzela?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can get a virtual klaxon. Definitely need that. Mike's already checking that link out. I haven't even got that far yet. Oh, I hear the klaxon. Right, I've got it. Oh, the weather looks nice where you are, Jonathan. And the black roofs of that place in front of you, they definitely could do with some grass. And then they could sunbathe on them. And I can see the city stadium in the distance. There's a lot of grassed area where you are. I'm not surprised people are sitting in it. There you go, first like on it. Excellent. Check the estate. Oh, yes. Definitely check the estate. First thing in the morning, last thing in the evening. We're quite lucky where we are that, I mean, being on a main road's not great for the traffic. In fact, it's not actually a main road. It's a secondary road. But it's quite busy because it's so straight and it leads off the Carrington Spur Junction up to Altrincham. So people use it to stay off the main road. But the benefit of that is that you don't get people sat outside having a picnic. You just get the neighbour wanting to pet the dog. Lola does not want to be petted. Not at the moment she doesn't, because every time she gets petted by anybody else, she has to have a full wash. She doesn't like it. She does not like it.
What the klaxon sound is, the ringtone.
That would work, Kim, because last week you all goaded me to send him a text. So if it was my text tone and I texted him, it would wake him up.
Yeah, but he's probably on D&D at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I would imagine, because we've got to be 100% sure he's gone first before I would send that. We'll see how Friday goes, let's just say.
Oh, we've got some more music for... Saturday.
Oh, and what have we got this time?
Stuart.
Oh, Stuart always has loads of stuff in.
It loads with Elaine in, because it's your birthday special.
It's my birthday special on Saturday night on Brooklands, absolutely.
Happy birthday by Altered Images. Elaine by ABBA. Miss Elaine by Run DMC. Elaine by the Young Knives. I think he's been Googling this.
I think he has. Oh, that's so cool.
Hurricane Elaine. Elaine's song. Elaine on the Brain, Elaine's Lullaby.
I didn't know there were that many songs. I shall have to vet all of these songs first.
That went to my spam.
Barney gets one whenever he comes back from a walk. Yeah, we try and do the feet, but people start petting at the head and stuff, and don't do that. No, don't do that. Virtually pet my dog, but other than that, don't touch my dog.
I don't let anyone get that close, because if they're close to the dog, they're close to me.
Exactly. He sounded quite disappointed. I was coming across to say hello to the dog, and I never said a word. I mean, there are no words. There are no words. The thing is, he's in a vulnerable category. He must be what now, 78?
They're probably in there now, say those two are weird, they're so unfriendly, won't even let me see the dog.
But he must be 78, 79, easy. He's had cancer.
Yeah.
He had other problems as well. Was he liver problems?
Yeah.
Trust me, he's got more problems. He does not need to be petting the dog. How does he know who else has petted the dog? See, I'm getting excited now. Calm. But it's not fair on Lola that she gets dragged in because some imbecile wants to come through the gate and pet her. There is something wrong with people. Can I just say that? Just generally, something wrong with people. Now, tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, obviously. Two show Friday. Any last minute requests for something that's direly urgent that you need to know or do? Let me know. We've got Jonathan's picture in picture with all his set up toys. And some others from me, and then Mike's doing his
access
reports.
With a bit of added SharePoint.
I should play them all. I have actually got one that somebody's requested. And I wonder if
you
like
that rule, Kim.
No one's allowed to touch Kiva but me. I like that.
If it was a skin kid.
Well, that would be wholly inappropriate. And a girl skin kid at that. Yeah.
Can I stroke your kid?
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, today at our team meeting, one of our trainers announced that she's pregnant. So everyone was wishing her congratulations. And then she said, thank you. She said, somebody said, if you need any help with your training over the next couple of months, let me know. She said, I might need some help once I've had the baby. Some help and advice. And I said, don't look at me unless it's got four legs and fur.
Why might she need some help? Does she mean when she comes back? Because if you can't do your job, go do the other thing.
No, help and advice on...
what to do with the kid?
What to do with the kid.
Rule one, don't have one. Problem solved. See? That was the approach I took. That works great. The only problem... Well, is she based in this country?
No, she's Japanese.
Oh, good. Because if she was in this country, then we'd end up in a situation. You hear about prejudice at work, and it's always the glass ceiling for women. But many years ago, Mike and there was other trainers, weren't there? There was a gaggle of you. But there were female trainers, there were male trainers. Not as many male trainers, to be honest. But the rule there was the person booking the training obviously knew whether the lady in question had a child
or not. Johnny.
Night, Jonathan. And she wouldn't send them away to do any training away from home. And this went on. And then it came to Valentine's Day. And obviously nobody wanted to go away. So this, what was her title?
Training administrator.
Well, the administrator, the booking person, sent Mike away again. And I said to Mike, it's not the same job. If you have 10 people working for a company and equal pay applies, it has to apply to an equal job. And it's not the same job if Mike has to go away from home 3 nights a week and she doesn't because she's got a child. Mike had the dog. She chose to have a skin kid. We chose to have a fur kid. The job should be the job. The job should be equal. The job does not change, particularly when it's a single parent. It's not the same job. So somebody who's doing more in terms of going away should be paid more. It's simple. I get very excited over things like that. I do. The women who fought for equality for all those years and now they want more than equality. That bothers me. That rings my bell. But if what she wants is advice on having a kid, then no, coming to the wrong place, Mike.
That's what I said.
Unless it turns out to be a puppy and then you'd be all right. Yeah. I've just had a notification. Let's finish off with this one. I've just had an important notification on my watch, no less, from Apple News. So I'm thinking, we've just done the clap for carers. Is it something about that? It's an important notification and it's titled Apple News Plus Fascinating Stories. Sex, Drugs and Divas. Is this critical right at this moment?
Yeah.
The tantrums, the egos, the breakdowns, the threesomes. Melanie Blake saw it all during her career behind the scenes in the music business and she doesn't hold back. And Apple wonder why they can't sell that to me. Would I ever click that? No. Give me some tech news and we'll talk, Apple. Until then, I'm about to nuke your notifications because you're just annoying me now. I thought that was something important. I have so few notifications on my watch that, I think it's important when I get one. But clearly, that's not important. That's not good. That's not good. Well, you can always ping me anything that you would like covered by tomorrow. Other than that, I think I've got 3 or 4 smaller pieces and Mike's got a big piece. I'll leave you with that thought. I'm very naughty. You know what I mean. He's got the biggest bit of the show leading up to him. I'll do some smaller bits. But that picture in pictures proved really challenging and rather interesting. So I've actually enjoyed that. So although Jonathan's gone, I will tell him that that was a good one to pick. He forced us to think round corners and out of the box. And we like that. We like having to think like that. But for tonight, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.